Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, the 49ers bye week. This is episode 1250. We are getting up there. We're going to be talking 49ers trade targets. Most of the emails and DMs that I kind of go through, I try to dictate one show a week. You know, with the 49ers not having an opponent this week, you beat the Cowboys. Awesome. And so you're going into your bye week. You're getting a lot of players back. And the number one topic on emails, DMs, messages, whatever, and I haven't gotten to everybody, so I really do apologize. I'm a little behind. It's trade targets. It's like, who are we looking for? Who are we looking for? Who are we looking for? Now, the trade deadline is 1 week from today. And so I'm going to overload you. So a lot of shows do trade target shows. It's a beautiful thing. Watch those shows, support those shows, like those shows, subscribe to those shows. But I was like, man, you know what? I don't want to do what everybody else is doing and just pick a couple names. So what I did today, all morning, it's been a fun morning, kind of cross-referencing the NFL. And so I went team by team on the teams that I thought are sellers. And we'll go through that criteria. Man, I picked apart some names. And so I finished this list, and I'm like, holy cow, I've got like 40 names. It's too many names. Because I went roster by roster, position by position. I was like, okay, let's look. Exempted first and second year players. I don't think most of those, unless there's like an extreme search situation. Like I included Michael Mayer, the tight end, early second round pick last year. But that's because they went and got Brock Bowers, and he's a home run. So like, you know, if there's some extreme different circumstances, then I kind of included them, but not all of them. And so, Dave, I appreciate you, man. So let's trade Jake Brindle for a bag of chips. I like Jake Brindle. I just don't like him starting. Jake Brindle's like the best backup center in the NFL. That's what he should be. And you know what? If you need him, cool. And he's a great team guy. He makes the calls. He's great. But, yeah, he's not a starting center in the NFL. But if you're going to sandbag a position, he's done all right. It is frustrating going through the film and just seeing how many drives end because of that. But I do not see us trading Jake Brindle. I don't think anybody else would want him. So the bag of chips would be the appropriate response, like you're keeping him. And the fact that the 49ers haven't even activated a healthy freaking John Feliciano is just terrifying to me. This dude's reaching out to the Twitter streets saying, hey, I'm over here. Pick me. I'm ready. Hey. And the 49ers are like, you're not ready. You just stay over there. We got 6-4 in the house. So also, obviously you can tell, no Wayne Breezy. We decided to take a Wayne Breezy, John break this week with the bye week. Life's busy, man. So I was like, yeah, no worries, man. So we will not be on the Wayne show tomorrow, but that'll pick up next week, which I'm super excited about. That'd be a lot of fun. So shout out to my man, David Wright. He's the one that gave me this question. He says, John, who do you think they go after? He gave me a bunch of names. And so I was like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go roster by roster, and let's pick out these teams. Let's do this. Now, I do have to tell you, I only went with teams with one or two wins only. So Cincinnati, I did not include them in this. I didn't even look through their roster. I know Trey Hendrickson is, you know, a guy that a lot of people want, but they got three wins. So I only went with one and two win teams, which there's a lot. You got Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. We got Browns. We got Jaguars, Titans. We got Raiders. We got Giants. And we got Carolina Panthers and the Saints. That's it. That's it. So I say that's it. That's a lot of damn teams. And so whatever, I was like, okay, let's see what's available. Let's see what that looks like. And shout out to Cody B. He says, Harold Landry's a stud. It is under contract for two more years so we can stop putting Band-Aid at edge. So what I did with each player, because my list was too much. And I was like, man, is there a way that I could differentiate some of these players? And so what I did is I went and ranked them 1 to 10 because I'm stupid. And that's what I do. So I think I gave out like 4 or 5 10s that are, man, this would be a home run trade. It's a fit at the 49ers thing. The contract is doable. And it was just like, it just makes sense across the board. And obviously my own little flavor. These are guys I really, 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 really want. And your man, Harold Landry, if I could have one player, if I could have one player in the NFL for the 49ers to trade for, it would be Harold Landry III, Cody. He is my perfect 10. Now, I think I gave out 5 10s, and we'll go over all those that I think are just perfect fits in what we want to do. But Harold Landry, defensive end for the Tennessee Titans. Now, he's going to cost a second or a third with an option to become a second. So he's by far one of the priciest trade candidates out there, for sure. So, Cody, I'm with you. Harold Landry, that dude is a stud. That's not a, oh, let's see if we could figure out if this will work. No. Stud. Capital S, capital T, capital U, capital D, stud. That's what he is. Invader says, Trey Hendrickson, Azeez Ojulari, Dexter Lawrence, Darius Slayton. Two of those players made my list. I did not include Trey Hendrickson, as I spoke about. I don't think Dexter Lawrence, Sexy Dexy, is even a possibility. That might cost a first, maybe a second and a third. If we could get Dexter Lawrence, cool. I don't think that they are interested in moving on for more star power. We always talk, especially in the offseason. I know a lot of people only listen in season. And that's cool. We'll take you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here. At any point, you are the best. But I think if you watch the Hard Knocks this offseason, which I think was the best Hard Knocks ever, because we got to like see the behind the scenes and see how lost these front offices are. Joe Shane's going to get fired this year because of it. But whenever they lost Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney, and they were just like, we don't want to lose both these guys. We don't want to lose. And they lost them both. You could tell John Mara, the CEO / owner / whatever, was just like destroyed. Both those guys, well, especially Saquon Barkley's dominating. So I don't think that they're going to. New York has to keep certain staples, and I think they're going to keep him. If they don't, yeah, if you're interested, I'll pay for that. I would trade a second round pick now for Dexter Lawrence. Oh my gosh. Dude, that dude's a beast. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Mike? Celestial. What's up, Bobo? Appreciate you. Let's get this winning streak, he says. We've been waiting for, expecting. Let's go. We're right there. What's up, Jose? RTP, my man. It was such a blast. Always hanging out with you at the Cowboys game. You are the best, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate your friendship. Appreciate your support. Kevin, what's up, hashtag CC, man? We got a lot of people in the chat today. We got Johan all the way from Ireland. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, guy. What's up, Fonzie? Grand A. Oh, this is going to be a fun show, man. I'm excited. I can tell. What's up, Triple Dot? Whenever there's certain people in the chat, I know we're going to have a good time. Alex says, John, quote, what's a bye week, end quote, Chapman. I am going to take some days off. I don't know when those days will be. I have not done our Patreon breakdown, the play-by-plays yet. My cousin, who is an Air Force pilot, has a layover unexpectedly in the Bay Area today. So as soon as this show's over, I'm hightailing it across. I'm not going to work anymore today. I'm going to go have lunch with my cousin, which I'm so excited about. He's like one of the good ones in my family. Not a lot of them. But there's not a lot of them. But anyway, so I'm excited about that. And then I got a softball game tonight. So after this show, man, I might, you know, hit up some tweets or something if there's some breaking news, but I'm walking away from the computer. This is unheard of. So maybe this is my day off, only spending 5 to 6 hours behind the computer. Got up a little early this morning, but it's been a good morning. It's been a good morning. No complaints. No complaints at all on my end. Oh, very, very thankful. Very, very lucky. What's up, Steven? We got the man. Appreciate you guys. Jacob, Colin. This is awesome. David, my good friend. Wonderful to see you. What's up, Thomas? You guys are the best. Right here, Steven. Trade for Max Crosby. I would give up 2 first-round picks for him. I would as well. Again, that dude literally picked the head coach. That dude literally has defined the team If you go to Vegas, which I go too often, my liver can tell you, he's the face of the franchise. They wanted it to be Davante Adams. That didn't last. It's Max Crosby. So foundational pieces for ownership purposes, sometimes you just can't get rid of. And so would I trade 2 first-round picks for Max Crosby? Probably. Will they take 2 first-round picks for Max Crosby? Probably not. Invader says, Brindle's fine. He is fine. Yeah, fine. It's fine. Whenever you say that, Invader, I just think about the dog sitting down having his coffee at the table. Yeah, this is fine. And it's like flames all around him. It's not that bad for Jake Brindle. It's really, really not. And you could argue some of his best play has been the past 3 games. 100%. Starting with that Seahawks game. Jake Brindle's playing better. Still not like good. And, you know, again, just to provide context, if you go to the 49ers seasonal grades, right? Like, he's a 65 grade. He's the 12th player rated. We have 11 starters. He's the 12th. Yeah. Take that for what you will. Like, has he been good? God, no. Is he fine? I think that's appropriate. Well said, Invader. Well said. What's up, Big Papa? There we go. Right here, Bobo. So is trading for DeForest Buckner becoming a thing? All right. Well, you look at the schedule and you look at the standings. The Colts are 4-4. They have the same record as us. They're not trading DeForest Buckner. I don't know where that comes from. Yeah, their quarterback's got issues. They're 4-4. So, no. I don't even like the GM's job is on the line. It's on the line there. If you traded DeForest Buckner away for anything, he's probably going to get fired anyway and should. Nah, that's not even a possibility. I wish it was. I wish it was. I freaking love to. Everybody loves DeForest Buckner. We always have. Devin, I'm hoping we are looking for more defensive players. Love our defense, but we need second-tier pass rusher. We ain't got them. We got Sam O. We got Nick Bosa. And then nobody else. Nobody else. It's there. Until you got someone better than Jake Brindle, let me know. I think Feliciano could be. The 1 year that he started at center, he was. But the 49ers don't believe that to be the case. But there are some centers. I didn't rate them very high on my 1 to 10 scale, 10 being like perfect match. I didn't have, but I put centers on the list. So we're going to go over some of those. What's up, Big Papa? Pity seems to have lifted our weaknesses on either. Dude. All right. They're getting better. Oh, what's up? number 83. What's up, brother? Central Valley Faithful's here. What's up, Renee? Dude, always a blast. Whenever I get to hang out with Central Valley, they are just like kindred spirits, man. You know what I mean? Like you see them, I smile big. Shared a Modelo. Thank you guys. You guys were incredible at the tailgate. And can't wait to party with you guys later on this year. That's going to be a blast. Renee, absolute pleasure seeing you, man. Put a smile on my face. I love it. Sonia says, I thought Feliciano was healthy. He is, but they're not using him. They're not even activating the window. Nobody's even asking about him. It's kind of weird, but that's okay. That's okay. Pooney. There we go. Not Penny. He was talking about Pooney. Yeah, Pooney's been awesome. No, I didn't fire Wayne Breezy. Wayne Breezy like my bestie, bro. But we're tired. We're just tired. And so any chance we can take a break, we're going to take a break. So here we go. Let's do this. And look, let me put some qualifiers on this. I think most of the answers for the 49ers are on IR. You saw the graphic, if you watched the broadcast, where the 49ers have the most all-pros and pro bowlers on IR, and they've missed the most snaps this year than any other team in the NFL. Well, that's going to happen when you have the most of both of those. But, I mean, we got a lot of guys out. Talanoa Hufanga, Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, even our freaking kicker. Like we just got a lot of guys out. And so I think a lot of the answers are from inside the house. The call is coming from inside the house, right? Like, I think that's where most of the answers are. However, one of my favorite things about John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan is they are not scared. You remember before we traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, they called and said, what do you want to trade? Will you trade us Tom Brady? They called Aaron Rodgers after an MVP season. Will you trade us Aaron Rodgers? Like, they'll start the conversation. They will. They'll ask on anybody. And I respect that, and I love that, because you don't know. But also, the 49ers don't pay premiums. You could say, well, the trade for D Ford. You could say, well, the trade for Trey Lance. They haven't done that since. They haven't done that since. Christian McCaffrey, they paid a premium. That was a game changer, proven, you know, all pro type player. They went after him. And so I don't think that we're going to be trading a lot. And I think that a lot of the questions have been answered because the rookies have stepped up so much. And so there's certain positions I didn't even put on here. I didn't even look at corners. We got four good corners. I didn't even look at corners. Didn't even touch them. Didn't touch them. So I didn't look at quarterbacks. I didn't look at guards. I looked at centers and tackles if there was something just glaring. Like a team drafted a young guy and there's like an old aging veteran on an expiring contract. Then I put him on the list. So, yeah, we'll see. So let's do this. Let's go through it. So, again, only teams with one or two losses. Those are the only teams I went through. I excluded almost all first and second year players. And let's do it. I rated them 10 to 1. I probably should have put them in order. Let's go with the Dolphins first, okay? Dolphins got a lot of players. This is a long list, okay? Tight ends, they got two of them. And on my scale of 1 to 10, 10 is perfect fit, makes sense for everybody involved. Let's do this. 10, 1 is I don't think that there's much of a chance this happening for one reason or another. Two tight ends, Jonnu Smith and Austin Hooper. Awesome. I gave Jonnu Smith a 7. And I gave Austin Hooper an 8. He's been with Shanahan before. That is a perfect fit. We need a tight end too. Eric Saubert's all right. He's not very good. And those holding calls are just mounting up. And you see Shanahan so pissed off. I think tight end is a need.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally. And my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
Center Aaron Brewer, who I would love to get. I put a 3 just because I don't think it's likely. Two running backs, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, both with us. I gave Jeff Wilson a 4. I would prefer our other guys getting snaps. I gave Raheem Mostert an 8. Could you imagine if we got back Mostert right now? Whew. It would be expensive. Safety, Marcus May, I have 5. Linebacker, Jordan Brooks, 6. I think linebacker is a need. But with D Winters shining, you know, that ankle, I don't think it's going to be too bad. And Devondre Campbell coming off his best game. You know, you're talking Dre Greenlaw week to week. But I do think linebacker could be something to be addressed. Defensive end, Emmanuel Ogba, I gave a 6. And 2 defensive tackles. Deshaun Hand is 7. And my first 10 on this list, Calais Campbell. Perfect 10. Perfect fit. Perfect off the field. Older player. Gosh, still playing lights out. Calais Campbell's my first 10 on this list that I would love to have. Now, IW, appreciate you over on Twitter. I would rather just get younger than trade for older players. People don't trade young guys. People don't trade young guys. They want to keep those and build those for the future. Those are their building blocks. If you want young players, kind of year 3 is the earliest that somebody will trade somebody. Like, nobody really trades rookies or second-year players, especially if they're good. Because those are building blocks and they're cheap. So, yeah, I'm with you. But you've got to have 2 to tango. Everybody's like, man, we should trade for Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Malik Nabers. And I'm like, man, that's beautiful. You got to have 2 to tango, man. And so, and that's okay. Maybe disagreements are good. But I don't want to do far-fetched, you know, stuff. That's just not really my show. That's not who I am. I know there's other shows that are going to say, you know, you trade for whomever and Lamar Jackson, and why not trade for Derrick Henry and all that. Like, I just don't think that's a realistic situation, so I don't want to waste time on it personally. And, yeah, I want young guys too, and there are some young guys on this. So let's go to the Patriots. I don't have any 10s, and I don't have any 9s on this list from the Patriots. Running back, Jamichael Hasty. Dude's still playing. I got a 5. He doesn't really move the needle. He'd be a good fit for us. Antonio Gibson, I gave a 6. Running back. 2 wide receivers. Kendrick Bourne, I gave a 6. It makes sense for depth. I don't want him starting for us. Not what we got now. And again, you're about to get back your number 1 wide receiver for the year. And I'm going to keep saying that all freaking year long, baby. Juwan Jennings, your number 1 wide receiver moving forward. Period. That's all I care about. Period. Demario Douglas, 7. I think he fits what we do more. He provides more upside, but I think they want to build around him in the future. Again, that's another example of a young player that I think is possible to trade because they got so many young rookies and young first, second year wide receivers. I gave him a 7. Defensive end, Anfernee Jennings. I bumped down to a 3 after the Patriots trade away Josh Uche to, which they gave up a 6th. They're paying for it. I don't really even, Josh Uche's, you know, situational pass rusher, but I don't think he's been that good. 6 round pick's about right. That's about right. And people are like, man, why didn't the 49ers offer that? You want to see what you got. Sam O's better than he is. You're about to get back Etur Gross Matos. So I don't think that the Patriots would trade away another edge, right? Keon White would be the guy to go after, but that's a foundational piece. They're not moving on him. So I doubt they trade another edge. That's why I lowered that to a 3. Defensive tackle, Davin Godcho, or Godchalk. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. He's a stud. I put an 8. There's already rumors out there, I believe. Who was it? The Athletic, Diana Rossini. She said that the 49ers already called about that. I think that'd be good. I think that'd be really good. And safety, let's go Sac State, baby. Marte Mapu. I gave it 4. I would like to have him. I know the 49ers met with him several times. He's a young player, probably not going to be traded, but that's why I gave him 4. But anytime I can bring up Sac State on here, I'd love it. S. Slick, JC, should we trade for Azeez Ojulari? Let's go down to the Giants. I got to mark these teams. There's a lot of them. I'm going to go out of order, but when Slick asks a question, I'm going to answer it. Appreciate you, man. What do we trade for Azeez? He is one of my 10s. Defensive end for the Giants. Played pretty good again. They are just stocked full at that position. That's why it's like, oh, this makes sense. So he's one of my 10s. I would love to do that. Trade a 5th round pick that could become a 4th. That probably would be what I would want to offer. And that goes with JW or IW, I'm sorry, because that's another young player. That's another young player. So I think that would be kind of important. Right here, we got the notorious GAV. I want Ojulari too. Yeah, that would be nice. JM, I would also like Ojulari. I was really high on him. right here. Should be able to get him for a sixth. Yeah, that's about the range. Fifth, sixth round pick. I'd be happy with that. Oh, it's so I've got a 10. I've got a 10. Right here, everybody talking about Deontay Johnson. We'll get to them in a second. Darius Slayton makes so much sense. He's a damn good player paired up with a god-awful quarterback. I think Darius Slayton's a good player in the NFL. I really, really do. I put a 9 on Darius Slayton because if the 49ers do get a wide receiver, I want an outside guy that can stretch the field vertically. We've seen Brock wants to go deep. That dude, chicks dig the long ball, baby. So Darius Slayton, I put a 9. Jalin Hyatt, I put a 7 on, but he might be on IR, so it might have to discount that one. Tight ends, Daniel Bellinger, I put a 3. Christ Manhertz, I put a 5. John Michael Smith Jr., their center. Again, somebody said, like, give me somebody better. John Michael Smith Jr. is better. He's younger. He's awesome. I put a 2 because I don't think they'd trade him even if you offered it. Sitters are so rare in the NFL. But if we could get John Michael Smith, oh, ooh, Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl. Linebacker, Bobby Okereke, I put a 4. I don't think they'd trade him, but it'd be awesome. Micah McFadden, another linebacker, I put a 7. That's a good fit, and I think it's appropriate value. So those are my Giants. Gosh, man. So we've been through 3 teams. All right. Been through 3 teams. Now, we've got this bye week. Then we got the schedule, which we'll talk about later. But if you are going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, you got to come hang out with us. Not only us, the legend Frank Gore, Frank the Tank. Saturday, November 9th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Brick House Tavern in Tampa Bay, Florida. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. As always, kiddos free with the ticket and adult. Now, you do have to understand, we have limited space available. When Frank Gore shows up, everybody shows up. So if you're planning on going, do not wait. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, get your tickets. And then we got a tailgate the next day. Frank Gore will not be at that. He'll be working with the 49ers. We'll be one block east of the stadium. 3407 West Heiter, H-E-I-T-E-R Street. So yeah, that's where we'll be. There's a lot there. It's going to be awesome. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And again, kiddos get in free. If money's an issue, please reach out. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. I do not want anybody missing out on the community because they ain't got money. Costs a lot of money to fly people and, you know, do all this kind of crazy stuff. But yeah, so we got to charge. We're not the 49ers. I know they got a party. And if you go to the 49ers, like, takeover, man, check that out. That's awesome. We're one block away from where they're going to be. So you can go to there. Once that party's over, we start ours. We always stagger them. I don't like pulling fans in different ways. That's not what we're about. We're about community above all. So go enjoy that 49ers official party. Then come over, hang out with us and Frank Gore. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Sonia, you said Hunter Henry, one of your last shows that stuck with me. Kittle and a Henry show would be great for us. Tight end, I think, is a need. And yeah, I don't know why I didn't put that on here, but Austin Hooper and Hunter Henry, I think both those guys make a lot of sense. I would freaking love that. Not expensive. They're tight ends. Tight end 2 is a concern. It has been all year. We tried to get Brock Wright. That didn't work. Tried getting a lot of other guys. You met with a lot of tight ends at the draft. Didn't work. It's a problem. It is a problem. Right here, Leon. Micah McFadden had a big game against us. You know, they target players that balled out against us before they do. It's part of it. It is part of it. Njoku, that is a foundational piece. If we could get Njoku, awesome. But he is expensive and awesome. I'm not an Eric Gray guy. OU. But, you know, with the Giants, I guess that makes kind of sense. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest Eric Gray guy. But I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. Let's go Jets. J-E-T-S. Losers, losers, losers. That's what they are. That's who they are. We started them off. I mean, they're just bad. They're bad. I do want their DC. Could we trade for their DC? Jeff Ulbrich, who's now their acting head coach. I would trade for him. I trade a 3rd-round pick straight up. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. If we had Jeff Ulbrich calling this defense, I'd be the happiest man alive. And everybody keeps talking about bring Robert Saleh back. No. Bring Jeff Ulbrich back. back. That is who I freaking want. Whew. Come on, baby. Come on. All right. Now, Jets, lots of players. No nines or tens. And they got a lot of former 49ers. If I could have any player on their team, I'd go after Quincy Williams. But that dude was a first-team all-pro linebacker last year with Fred Warner. He is a beast. I put a six just because I don't think they're selling him. I mean, he's that damn good. They also got Marcelino McCrary Ball, linebacker. I put a three. I don't think he moves the needle for us, but special teams would be helpful. Solomon Thomas, he made my list. I'm going to go with a seven. He's a situational pass rusher from the inside that's not terrible against the run. I know, obviously, you bring up Solomon Thomas, people are going to be upset. He's a decent player. He's a situational player, and I think we need that. I like Solomon Thomas. Defensive end, Michael Clemens, I put a five. Joe Tippmann, another center I would pay out the wazoo for. I put a five just because I don't think they're going to trade him, but I'm a big Joe Tippmann. I just bit my lip. Did y'all see that? Not like painful, like, oh, I got excited, bite my lip. Like, if we, whew, man, you get me a young upstart center that's been in this system. Ooh, goodness, 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 goodness. Mike Williams, wide receiver, makes perfect sense. They kind of excommunicated him. That'd be a seven. Morgan Moses, right tackle. I doubt we would do that, but they got a younger tackle that they're going to move to eventually. So that made me think there could be. So I put a five. I doubt we would put Morgan Moses in over Colton McKivitz, but you'd have something there that I think you could cook with. I really, really do. I would take that. Bobo, Karen Rogers is the Jets quarterback, general manager, and head coach. They sure are, man. They sure are. It's bad. It is bad what he's done. Solomon Thomas, the fullback. I love it. Rogers, the coach killer. Rogers, the Jets arsonist. I am here for all of this. All of this. Rogers is the NFL version of LeBron. You sell your soul, man, and you give somebody the keys to your franchise, you better be sure. You better be sure. You better be sure. It's what it is. Glad it's them. Glad it's not us. It was almost us. It was almost us. Hey, what's up, Cynthia? So wonderful to see you. All right, let's go Browns. Let's talk Browns. They're a mess. You know, I'm not sure if they're – and I'm not sure how many of these teams are like, okay, we're in full sale mode now. After this week, one or two of these teams are going to win and be like, hey, we got a chance at 3-6 or 3-5. We can go. Most of these teams, probably not. The Browns, you know, you got rid of that terrible quarterback situation. Now you got Winston. They got a little bit of a chance, I think. So I don't know. But let's go through their team. I do have not one, but two tens on the Browns, okay? One of them's a tight end, Jeff Swaim. This is not a move the needle, all pro, whatever. He is just one of the most consistent blocking tight ends in the NFL. He's a longtime vet, not terrible in the catching game. He's probably a little bit better than what we're getting out of Eric Saubert in the past game. But just, gosh, what we need is that Charlie Warner great blocker. I think Jeff Swaim is perfect, and he's not expensive. You could get him for a pick swap. He's a vet. I'm a big Jeff Swaim fan. My other 10 is defensive end Za'Darius Smith. Everybody wants to say Myles Garrett. That dude ain't even – they would not even listen to an offer. Hey, we got three firsts for Myles Garrett. No, hang up. You ask. I'm not including that. But Za'Darius Smith, I'll just say I would take that dude. Juan Thornhill, safety, 4. Linebacker Jordan Hicks, 7. I feel like he's a really good tackler that could come in, could play all three linebacker spots in special teams. I like Jordan Hicks. He kind of fits what we need right now. Defensive tackle, Shelby Harris, longtime vet. I put a 5 on him. Defensive tackle, Maurice Hurst. Y'all remember him? Could never stay healthy with us. Well, I put a 3 on it. I wouldn't mind having him back. Right tackle, Conklin. They drafted... You know, they got some guys to take his spot at right tackle. He's an aging vet. I'd be happy to get him. I put a 2 on there just because I don't think it's likely. but I'd call. I would call running back Dante Foreman. I put a 5. And the other tight end, Jordan Atkins, I put a 7 on it. But there's some guys there for the Browns that I would be really, really excited to have. Jaguars don't have a lot. Devin Duvernay, wide receiver, punt returner, gadget guy. I put a 9 on there. Like, I think he could be awesome. And especially if Christian McCaffrey's going to be an issue moving forward, you put Duvernay as your kick returner. Now you move Isaac G. You just focus on running back. I'd be cool with that. D'Ernest Johnson, another running back. I put a 4. Center Mitch Morse, vet for the Jags. Let's go. I would love to have him there. I put a 5 on it just because I don't think we're a trade for center, but I would. Safety Tayshawn Gibson, 49ers. He's still got some more suspension to go, but I put a 3 on there. I doubt that that happens. I doubt that happens. Let's check off. Let's check with some of the comments and see what Notorious JV. Miles Garrett costs too much. I don't want to hear it. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. let's see here. Right here, trade for Greg Newsome, cornerback, tight end, and Joko. Move Green to free. Yes, I would love Greg Newsome, but I'm pretty sure that they love him, and he has been a hit at cornerback. I would love to trade for him. Move Green to free safety. I don't think they're going to move Green. They like where he's at. Brown is a box safety. The problem is we have all box safety guys. That's the issue. Malik has enough speed to be a free safety, but we like Jair Brown back there more. I don't know why. Posick, you know, Evan Posick, he hadn't been good this year. Guard center type guy. Fits what we do. He fits. I didn't know. Like, I'd prefer to have Aaron Banks over him. Do I like him more than our center, Jake Brindle? Maybe. Didn't we have a tight end named Brett Swain? Let me see here. I'm not seeing one pull up. Yeah, Brett Swain from 2009 to 2011. Look at this. Yeah, he played for us for 1 year in 2011. He had 2 catches for 15 yards out of San Diego State. Love, Fonzie. I appreciate you. If y'all ever have random stuff like this, please throw that in the chat. That is why I live. Random NFL data that nobody can do anything with. I'm in. Za'Darius going to the Lions. Campbell telling everything. Yeah, they need it more than we need it. They need it more than we do. No doubt about that. I've seen teams like the Lions peak too early and then come crashing down in the playoffs. Hey, they're balling out right now. They're balling out right now. Leon, what do you think of Robert Tonyan at tight end? Vikings are yo-yoing him on the practice squad. He doesn't move the needle for me. We have a lot of tight ends. We have 4 on the active roster. Braden Willis not really playing. Jake Tonjes not really playing. Eric Saubert's out there holding like crazy. I take Robert Tonyan on the practice squad. I wouldn't take him over Braden Willis. I like Braden Willis personally. I think that his personality and special teams is good, but he's just not getting playing time. So I feel like we have 2 of those guys. I wish we'd give somebody a chance. I really do. What's up, Snoop? How you doing, man? Where could we get a wide receiver? A experienced vet. Okay, let's see here. Let's go through this list, and let's pick a team that has those. Let's go to Carolina. Sin, you dictate the show. What you say goes. Sticking with the Panthers, look at A-Man. He says, Niners should participate in the Panthers fire sale. Yeah, and right here, Big E. Give me Deontay Johnson. You want an experienced vet wide receiver? They have not 1, but 2. And everybody keeps talking about Deontay Johnson. Now, Deontay Johnson is the closest thing to Ayuk on the trade market. Outside wide receiver, space creator against man. That's his specialty. But I think their other wide receiver that's a vet makes more sense to me. I put a 6 on Deontay Johnson. Mainly because he doesn't like to block. He's not physical, and he's a little bit of a prima donna. Adam Thielen, I put an 8 on. I prefer him. Thielen does operate mostly out of the slot, but he can play wide receiver because of his routes and just how consistently he's open. So if you want wide receivers, the Panthers and the Giants are probably your 2 that I'd target. They got running backs galore too. Miles Sanders, He's number three on their depth chart. He fits what we do. I put an eight on there. Chuba Hubbard, who's their number two back, once their rookie that they drafted comes back from Texas. Chuba Hubbard, I put a five. I don't think they want to part ways with him. Two tight ends. Ian Thomas, I put an eight. Jordan Matthews, I put a seven. Oh, I'm sorry, three. Tommy Trimble, another one of those young guys. Because it's a fire sale, I feel like it makes sense. I put an eight. They drafted another. They have four tight ends. Like, go get one of these tight ends. Go get one of these tight ends. They drafted another tight end. Tight end from Texas. That's just a stud. So Tommy Trimble, he might be available as well. Center Austin Corbett, I doubt it. I put a two on it, but a girl can dream. Linebacker Josie Jewell, three. I don't think they're going to trade him, but I take it. Shaq Thompson, linebacker, six. We could definitely use him. He's been there forever. We'll see how bad this fire sale is going to be. Defensive tackle, A'shaun Robinson, space eater, four. And edge Jadeveon Clowney. I don't really want him around. I've never been a Clowney fan. I put a two on it. But, he's always that one-year contract mercenary. We could use him just whenever. His best games are against us. Sticking with somebody said earlier, every time if somebody has a big game against us, Jadeveon Clowney's probably two or three best games of his career were all against the 49ers. So that's going to be a part of it. Now, there are some trade markets up on my bookie. So if you want to go bet on where these players land, you go to players futures, you can bet. And there's probably going to be more and more of those as the week goes on. But if you haven't bet with us yet, come on, guys.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Now, a couple interesting NFL news. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for the Texans, out for the season. He had that terrible non-contract injury. I hate to see it, and he's in a contract year. So the Texans, and then the Colts. I talked about the Colts and how they're not selling because they're 4-4. They just benched Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco, which again shows you they're not planning for the future. They're pushing their chips all in. I think it's a very, very smart move. Anthony Richardson's terrible. Maybe eventually he develops very, very young. But like again, another sign, the Colts are not selling. They are literally mortgaging their future and benching their young, promising quarterback to go with Joe Flacco, who I think is older than I am. I don't think he is, actually. But he's a handsome man. How old is Joe Flacco? He's pretty old. But again, like, whenever you're talking, how do I say this? If you want to listen to people that, just throw crazy stuff out there, it's fun to, like, think about, like, oh, what if, Shaquille O'Neal played with Michael Jordan, and stuff like that. And like, that's fun. I love those like down, just whatever lane, non-realistic lane. It's fun. I love those conversations. That's not what I do. So there are those out there, but whenever you're talking realistic trade candidates and people are throwing DeForest Buckner out there, just understand that's not realistic, but you call and you see, but that's a team that just benched their future. You know what I'm saying? It's take that for what you will. Nick, that kid down in Dallas might be good target for Trey. Trade. That's pretty good, Nick. That's pretty good. I like it. It was cool seeing Trey Lance out there on the sideline stuff. I was at the game and seeing him on the broadcast. It was cool. I hope something works out for him. I really, really do. No, I do not think you would trade for him back at all. at all. So there we go. Anyway, let's go to the Tennessee Titans, who I think because they have Rand Carthon, there's a lot of Niners fits there. A lot. And again, I'm going to go back. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying this. The number 10 trade. If I could have anybody on this list of, I think it's like 50 plus names. Harold Landry III. That's the one. Like if John Chapman, you're the new GM. Okay, who do you want to pursue? I'm calling right now. Let's go with freaking Harold Landry III. Boom. Period. Done. I'd be so happy. Now, if you can't get him, Arden Key, baby. Defensive end. I got a 9. Like, they have players that fit exactly what we do. Sebastian Joseph Day, defensive tackle, is with us. Man, you'd go get him for pennies. That's an 8 trade. Not because I think he's a great player, but it's just like, man, he's cheap. Safety Quandre Diggs, 9. He would be a perfect free safety with us. Perfect free safety with us. Daniel Brunskill, offensive lineman. I put a 2. Don't bring him back. He doesn't move the needle. We've moved on. 2 tight ends, Nick Vinette. I put a 5 in Chigizuma Okonkwo. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. I put a 7. They have guys that I want, the Titans. Slick, my man. Appreciate the super chat. JC, you think the Texans trade us to Neil Hunter? 0% chance. They paid out the wazoo for him. They are still in first place. They're 6-2. They're not trading anybody. They're 6-2. They are buyers. They are going to be buying other players. I wish. I love Danielle Hunter. Or 49ers make a trade for Trey Hendrickson with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's on the cusp. They're 3-5. But, I mean, you heard Joe Burrow. Like, Cincinnati has always started slow and caught fire. They believe they have a team that can compete. Whether that's incorrect or, you know, whatever. The only way that Trey Hendrickson with Cincinnati becomes a chance is if they lose this week upcoming and there's a major catastrophic injury to one of their kind of two big pieces on the offensive side, Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase. I think that, and I don't want that ever. All injuries are bad injuries. I'm not predicting injury. I'm just trying to say, like, what would make Cincinnati sellers? Even if they lost, I don't think they'd be sellers. Even if they go to 3-6. I don't think they're sellers. That's not really who their ownership is. They want to be competitive. And so, not that they have good ownership, but I don't think they're going to do either one of those. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. But, we'll see. We'll see. Go through the chat. You guys are funny. Zach Taylor on the hot seat. I don't know, man. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know, maybe. All right, right here, Cincinnati's not re-signing T. Higgins. We should trade for him. I mean, that's going to cost a second rounder plus for a one-year rental. Are you going to trade for him and extend him? Do you trade a second round pick and then let him walk, and then you get a third round comp pick? You know, again, I don't think they're selling. I don't think Cincinnati is. You get T. Higgins moves the needle. T. Higgins is really, really good. I got to be careful what I say about our other wide receiver that we did pay. All right, let's go to the Raiders. The Raiders. Interesting. I got them all over the place. And I really only had like 2 or 3 names. And I was like, I could do better than that. Tight end Harrison Bryant, 7. I mean, they got Brock Bowers. They got Michael Mayer. They got Harrison Bryant. Like, he's kind of your all-purpose number 2 tight end. They're using him as tight end 3. I would love that. I got a 7. Michael Mayer. I would love Michael Mayer. But that's a long shot. I put a 1 on there. It's not happening. Colton Miller, their tackle, long shot. I put a 1. Adam Butler, defensive tackle, pass rushing specialist, was with the Patriots for a long time. I coached him whenever he was in high school. Good kid. Went to Vandy. Fun player. I put a 9. He's like a perfect fit, actually. Longtime veteran, expiring contract, pass rushing specialist from the inside. I think you can get him from cheap. Max Crosby, I'm not putting on here. Defensive end, Clavon Chasen, I put a 3. Not really sure what that, you know, was. Y'all fighting over Josh Uche in the chat. I love y'all. Y'all are awesome. Let's see here. No one expected the CMC trade, John. What would be your unexpected move the Niners might pull off? Ooh, that's pretty. I like this question. Unexpected is if they went and got like a top tier running back, you know, something along those lines. Something like a Ramondre Stevenson, he fumbles too much. Breece Hall can't get. Like a Nick Chubb. Go get Nick Chubb. I don't know. That's a good question. But I will say, shout out to my man Johnny Dale. He predicted the CMC trade. I thought I didn't want to pay that much. We paid way more than I thought it would cost to get him. You got a bidding war with the Rams to get Christian McCaffrey. And guess what? That thing panned off. It paid off big time. Panned off. Panned out. Paid off. I just put them together. I'm an idiot. All right. I'm thankful. Like Being John Malkovich is a great movie that I love. Like Being John Chapman, it's just terrible, man. Up here, the cobwebs. It's a hamster with asthma. It can't run on that wheel at all. It doesn't spin fast up here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway. All right, last one. Last team. The Saints. Started 2-0. They have lost all of their games since. But what's crazy is they might not be sellers. They're about to get Derek Carr back. It's not a good division. But they're 2-6, so we'll see. Now, I just got to let you know, I had a hard time not putting a 10 on Cameron Jordan's name. I put a 9 there because I'm realistic. I don't think Cameron Jordan, if they said, hey, we're going to trade you, Cam Jordan, to another team, I think Cam Jordan would suplex them. I think Cam Jordan would say, nah, just retire. I think Cameron Jordan's going up on their ring of honor, whatever they do have there. He is by far one of my favorite 49ers that have never played with the Niners. I love him. I absolutely love it. If we could get him, I would be so excited. I understand he's not as great as he once was, long in the tooth, but gosh, he's awesome. So good against the run. Peyton Turner, defensive end 4. Chase Young, why not? Let's trade for Chase Young again, part 2. Give him a 5. Defensive tackle, Caleb Saunders, I put a 3. Linebacker, Demario Davis, I put a 1. Again, another ring of honor, kind of great dude, long in the tooth, but man, he's still so awesome. Tyrann Mathieu, safety, 4. Why not? He fits what we need. Tight end, Juwan Johnson, 5. Tight end, Foster Moreau, 6. I would prefer him. And running back, Jamal Williams, I put a 4 on there. They're not using him at all. Kendre Miller's coming back. Kamara, all that stuff. But yeah, right here. Thank you, Sin. Cam Jordan Hart. And yeah, let's talk Taysom Hill. That contract is rough. And so that's kind of why I took it off there. He's been injured. Taysom Hill would go perfect with Kyle Shanahan. Movable piece, all that stuff. The contract makes it hard because that one's rough. Leon, yeah. Calais Campbell was a 10 for me. 100%. So those are all the teams. Now let's go back through. Let me just say my 10s. Calais Campbell, right? He was a 10. Za'Darius Smith, defensive end for the Browns. That's a 10. Jeff Swaim, tight end. That's a 10. That's a cheap 10 because you can get him for nothing. Harold Landry, defensive end. That's my number one player. If I could have anybody that is available on these teams. Azeez Ojulari, he's a 10. And that's it. There we go. Those are our 10s that we got. So let's see here. Let's go through some more of these comments. Blood Moon. John Lynch crowning jewel for midseason trades was CMC. I think he has 2 to 3 in him. Let's get Njoku or Slayton would be elite along with it. Those are great names, Blood Moon. Slayton would be perfect. Njoku, I don't think is realistic. Ojulari would be awesome. I was huge on Ojulari whenever he came out of the draft out of Georgia. I liked him so freaking much. Taysom Hill would be unfair. But he's expensive, but would fit like a ring. I know. And he's banged up, too. So, like, he hasn't played. But he's going to play this week. At least I hope he is. Anyway. Diggs officially out with an ACL. Looks like Houston might be in the market for a wide receiver. We ain't trading anybody. We're in the market for a wide receiver. we are not selling. We are buyers. And Houston are buyers as well. I agree with you. Thomas, in a league full of complainers and forced trades, Cam Jordan's loyalty is refreshing. I freaking love him. And Dennis Allen's like his favorite player ever. And so maybe if Dennis Allen gets fired, that would be a possibility. Dude, Cam Jordan's freaking awesome. I love that dude. I freaking love that dude. Right here, John, what do you think about Josh Palmer from the Chargers? Yeah, I think that he's a solid player, but they're 4-3. They got a winning record, and they have a terrible wide receiver room. So I don't see them trading away Josh Palmer. Do I like him more than a lot of our guys? Not really. So, I mean, I'm not against him. Oh, look at Dave, my man. He says, John Chapman is my 10. You're going to make me blush. Oh, wait a second. I'm always blushing. Jason, what's up? Talofa, brother. Talofa. Ah, Paul Hope. Apologies. It's been a minute, JC. Been hectic across the pond, dude. We love you. You're the man, Paul. I see the freaking workout videos, man. You in shape over there doing all that flag football stuff and coaching. You keep it up, bro. You're the best, Paul. Love you, man. Oh, right here. Oh, we got some insider stuff. Invader says, that's why I don't put much stock into Rossini when it comes to the Niners, because we ain't traded Samuel. I believe the Niners are quite interesting. The 49ers traded away Deebo Samuel is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I remember when, you know, I like Diane Rossini, and I think her podcast with Chase Daniels is actually really good. Scoop City. I think it's one of the better podcasts out there. Just started this offseason. I think Chase Daniels is really good at what he does. But she hears from other teams, and she'll put stuff out there about the Niners, in my opinion. But it does seem like she had an in throughout the entire Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk saga. So I don't know. I hate the insider game. Like, my least favorite job in the NFL would be to be an NFL insider, like Schefter or Rappaport. I follow them, and I got alerts on for them, and I think they're all great and whatever else. That job just sounds like hell to me. And I've, because of this job, I've been doing this 8 years now. I mean, episode 1250, bang, 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 boom. I've had agents, you know, I've worked with agents with getting players and, you know, whatever. And sometimes I'll get agents emailing me and asking stuff and telling stuff and, hey, this stuff. And I'm just like, hey, man, really appreciate it. I'm not sharing any of this. I don't want to ever share it. I don't want that. I did have an agent email me telling me to be nicer to their player recently, which was awesome. I thought that was very kind. But the agent threw other players under the bus. I was like, that's not cool. I don't want that. I don't want inside information. I'm a fan, and I want to build a community and talk football and watch film. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And so the whole insider, this person's right, this person's wrong, Joe218 over on Reddit, and man. Miss me with that. That's why during the offseason when all that stuff's going on, I just grind draft tape. That way I ain't got to worry about all the trade rumors and contract. Just let me watch tape. I leave that to Wayne and everybody else, and he's good at it. He loves the drama. I don't like dealing with hypotheticals. That's why I'm doing one large show here. Let's get it done. And these are the guys that I think are fits. We'll see. Watch us trade for a player not even on this list. That'd be funny. JC, is Arden Key available? He sure as hell should be. He sure as hell should be. I have him as a 9 on 1 to 10, how important he would be. Go get him. He loved being here. He had his best year here. Go get him. We made him a lot of money. David said, yeah, they said he's on the market. He is on the market. Amen. Appreciate it. He says, we don't need a wide receiver. I think when we get Jennings back, Jenny and Pearsall will be double trouble. Maybe some Cowie to the slot. No, they ain't going to play Cowie. Kyle Shanahan hates Jacob Cowie more than anybody he's ever coached. I have no reason why. Dude gets 12 snaps. Roddy Bell still getting more snaps. But Juwan Jennings is the wide receiver one moving forward, period. Should have been that way from the start. But there we go. Greg Roman doesn't need wide receivers talking about. Yeah, that's right. I love it. Darius, Harold Landry would be another good option. Maybe a little pricey. I'd pay it. He's perfect 10 for me. My number one player that I would want. Invader, I'd pass on Landry for anything more than a fifth. Yeah, then you wouldn't get him. He's going to cost second or third. Probably a third that could be something else. He's too damn good. Man, you look at... Shoot. Let's pull him up. Harold Landry. God, he's just been so consistently good. You know, 2021, 12 sacks. 2023, 10 and a half sacks off an injury. Tore his ACL in 2022, came back, 10 and a half sacks. He's got 4 sacks already this year, 7 tackle for losses. I mean, he's just double-digit sack guy, only one Pro Bowl season. But gosh, man, he's just a freaking stud. 28 years old. Oh, man. At a first-round grade, at a back-end first-round grade on him whenever he came out in 2018. Man, that's how long I've been doing this. He went early second round, but, I mean, he's panned out. He's got 45 and a half career sacks in 6 years. And 1 year, he didn't even play. Good player. Good player. I don't think he's all pro, but, you know, take that for what it is. What about Xavier Leggett? I don't think they're trading a rookie. Again, kind of, Alberto, I like him. If you want to go for that, Jonathan Mingo, still, I kept most first, second-year players off the list. I think they're going to build around Xavier Leggett. I like him, but I don't think, yeah. look at this, Sid. She says, I miss my calling being an NFL agent. You would have been amazing at it. Now, I will say this. Not all NFL agents are bad people. They're not. Some of them are the worst people I've ever come across in my entire life. Some of them are really good. I think it's a necessary evil. But I will say, like, 3 of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life were NFL agents. But there's some good ones. There's some good ones. But, yeah, I genuinely don't enjoy those interactions. But they got to do their job. And I think it's a necessary job. And you protect these guys and try to get them, you know, financial worth, generational. That, I think that's awesome. But, yeah, they kind of got to be the bad guys a lot. Rolando, a trade will happen. A player we will get will surprise everyone. Ooh, I like it. He's betting the field. He is betting the field. Right here, Invader. Pearsall stock is rising with every game, 100%. Dude showed up quick. I love it. Bozzy by it. He says, Ronnie Bell has black belt material on Kyle and on Snyder as well. The special teams coach. They both stick with them. Yeah. Ooh, Thomas, I love this. Thomas says, I talk so much crap about Pearsall. The young man has won me over. Thomas, I respect you so much, dude. New information presents itself. You adjust your opinion. I wish humans could do that. New information should change the way that we view things consistently. Always should be changing your opinions. And I don't know, I'm guilty as most people are. We buy into a certain narrative and we invested that. We, you know, make those claims and takes or whatever. Yeah, I didn't like the Pearsall as a first round pick at all. I didn't like it whenever he didn't practice at all during training camp. The shot thing, that was different. That obviously endeared a lot of us to him just because of sympathy and empathy for what he was going through in his family and just how scary that was. But man, he's come out. And that dude's been awesome. He's been really, really great. I did not think that he would be having this impact at this point after that. I remember after the shot, it was like, dude, if he plays at all this year, it's huge, but probably not. Dude, Pearsall's been awesome. And a guy that I've been very critical of, Isaac Garendo, dude, coming off a great game. A lot of the questions that he showed on film the first, 6 or 7 games, that dude answered in the 8th game. So it's just like, it was bad. Now, pass pro still is god-awful and got pretty killed, almost cost us the game. But Isaac Garendo's stock trending up. So your guy, Thomas, is Pearsall. Your mind has been changed. Mine, Isaac G. I love it. I love it. Man, you guys are awesome. The chat's bumping. This has been a fun show. Episode 1,250. I think we covered a lot of names. I think we covered a lot. But that's going to end it for us here. We're going to be going live pretty much all week. I got to take a day off. I'll figure something out. But, yeah, you guys are the best. Thank you guys so much. And subscribe if you haven't yet. Hit that like button. Turn on the notifications. We're going to keep going all year long. Episode 1,250 in the books. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.